A British high court today heard final arguments on behalf of five British citizens facing extradition to the United States, where they would be charged with supporting terrorism. The men were arrested in 2004 and have been in British prisons ever since, but have yet to be formally charged with any crime. At least one of them, 38-year-old Babar Ahmed, was seriously beaten by police when he was arrested and has won a court settlement for abusive treatment. The pending extradition to the United States is being opposed by human rights advocates on both sides of the Atlantic. They say the men would face conditions of solitary confinement in a U.S. supermax prison that are so severe they would constitute torture.
The specific prison at issue, which it seems all parties agree is where they would be held if they are convicted, is the administrative maximum facility in Florence, Colorado.
Pardis Cabriai is a senior staff attorney with the Center for Constitutional Rights.
It's the most restrictive prison in the federal system. It's what the former warden at ADX has called it. He said it was a clean version of hell. And as someone who just visits and is able to leave, I couldn't agree more. It's a place where nearly 500 people are held in 22 to 24-hour solitary confinement in cells the size of a bathroom. They eat, they sleep, they pray, they go to the bathroom all in the same space. What the ADX prison calls recreation is 2 hours in a cage about the same size, outdoors with quotes around that, because the only view they have is an obstructed one of the sky. There is no view of the surrounding areas. The space is too small to do much more than just pace in. Days when they're not in that outdoor cage for so-called recreation, they're in an indoor cell with no windows, with a pull-up bar. So that's the day-to-day, and when they're not in recreation, they're in their cells again 22 to 24 hours every day. There's absolutely no contact that people there have with other human beings other than their jailers. The only human touch they have is when their jailers are putting shackles on their wrists. Visits with family members, with attorneys, with whomever, take place behind a thick wall of glass. And then just communication inside the prison. The cells are made of steel and concrete. The only way people can talk to each other is by shouting through the toilets or through the ventilation system. So there's effectively no communication at all either. And to that, the court, unfortunately, said that that was not inhumane. And the really troubling part of this decision is that it was based on misinformation and distortions by the United States. The data they submitted effectively whitewashed the reality at ADX.
What is the evidence now about the psychological impact of prolonged isolation?
The impact has been widely documented by experts like Craig Haney, for example, and others who have written about the impact of isolation after a number of days, let alone the years that people spend in these conditions. And I should add that I'm talking about the ADX prison, but these conditions of solitary confinement are ones that are known to tens of thousands of people in the United States. This is the way the United States imprisons people and punishes people. So this is a systemic problem, and it occurs in federal and state prisons and jails around the country. But the impacts are severe impact on mental and emotional health, difficulties concentrating. If you imagine people who are in these conditions trying to work on their defense, it's just incredibly difficult to be able to do that in those conditions. The UN Special Rapporteur on Torture, Juan Mendez, has said that being held in conditions like ADX for more than 15 days could constitute torture. He, in fact, wanted to make a submission to the European Court that conditions, particularly of prolonged solitary confinement, could constitute torture, and there was data and rebuttal evidence that the defense wanted to submit to the court that was denied. So the European Court's decision is really based on one side of the story, and a very distorted one at that.
Have these five defendants ever been charged with a crime so far?
They have not, to my understanding. The extradition is based on charges the United States wants to bring against them here. But my understanding is that the charges have not been brought yet.
Now, these five defendants are being extradited for charge and trial in the United States, but they are British citizens, and the actions that they allegedly carried out took place in Britain or over the Internet. So why are they not being charged and tried in Great Britain?
That's a very good question, and their attorneys are making a last appeal, I believe, to the High Court in the United Kingdom to try to prevent their extradition and to say that to the extent there is evidence and charges that should be brought, it should be handled in the United Kingdom, and that extraditing these men to stand trial in the United States does not need to happen. And in fact, there's, again, pressure by the Special Rapporteur on Torture on the United Kingdom as well. There's an article that was written just a day or two ago with his position that the UK would be potentially complicit in torture if it allowed these extraditions to go forward. So we'll see what happens. But as far as what's happened in the European Court of Human Rights, they gave the green light to these extraditions. So I think the next step for advocates in the United States is to be ready here when they arrive, and if they arrive, with demands that they not be held in the conditions I described. And furthermore, that things like special administrative measures, SAMs, which are often reflexively applied in cases involving terrorism charges, and these are additional restrictions on top of solitary confinement. So they are things that effectively seal off the person entirely from the outside world and within. But I think we all need to be ready to make demands for those kinds of measures and the inhumane conditions that I've described not be imposed on these men.
Pardis Cabriai is a senior staff attorney with the Center for Constitutional Rights. She says the British High Court may rule on the extradition as soon as tomorrow.